coming, guys. Everybody buckled in tight.
We flew in on the mail plane. How cool is that? I'll explain. Last month, I was in Southeast Alaska on a reporting trip, and I'd noticed this name on a map, Myerschuk, just a little dot on the coast. Well, something about that name caught my imagination and wouldn't let go. And when I found out that Myerschuk is off the grid, no roads or cars, just a sprinkling of houses on the water, and a post office that's the social hub of town, well, I had to go. So a 15-minute float plane ride later, here we are in Myerschuk, splashing down at high tide with the once-a-week mail delivery.
Hi, Cassie.
Hey, Cassie, Melissa.
Nice to meet you. That's who we've come to see, Cassie Peavy, the postmistress of Myerschuk, which has a wonderful edge-of-the-country zip code, 99903. Today, Myerschuk is getting about 90 pounds of mail and groceries.
That is all we have, guys.
Well, that's enough.
That's Cassie's husband, Steve Peavy.
Oh, my golly moly.
He's here on the dock to help Cassie haul the bags and boxes of mail.
Got it, babe?
I think I do.
Steve, in a flannel shirt and suspenders, is 79. Cassie is 74, wearing jeans and a red and black plaid jacket.
But here, you can take this one.
Yeah.
Thanks.
And up they go, up the ramp from the dock and into the tiny post office, which is perched on pilings on the rocks. Steve Peavy built it himself with some friends out of cedar 2x4s. Cassie's been postmistress of Myerschuk for 15 years.
I usually sort the magazines and things first and then put the envelopes on top, so.
By now, she could probably sort this mail with her eyes closed. Just 18 mail slots for everyone in town.
Kurt Broderson, he doesn't come very often.
Summer's the busy season in Myerschuk, when people boat up to their cabins. Maybe 25 people live here then. In the winter, that drops to about 5, or sometimes even just 2, Cassie and Steve Peavy.
Pretty quiet place here today.
When the mail is in and sorted, Cassie hangs the American flag outside.
Good morning.
Ho, ho.
And that's the cue for folks to come by.
Gosh, Dave, I wish I could say that you had some groceries or some mail or something, but you don't have anything.
No mail for Dave Perry. Doesn't matter. A visit to the post office is a chance to shake off your solitude, see your neighbors, sit by the wood stove and chat.
It's my outboard that's given up that Yamaha, that two-stroke 75.
Dan Peck bought that.
You can come to the PO.
And I usually have cookies or cinnamon rolls or cake or something.
Grab your mug off the row of hooks on the wall.
Names on the coffee cups. Everybody knows their own. There's a couple of guys that are pretty touchy about people using their cup.
Pour yourself some coffee and settle in.
Kind of a one-gust storm, you know. It seemed like you had one good gust there yesterday afternoon and then just kind of fizzled out after that.
And if, like Gary Nielsen, you ride over to the post office in your skiff...
There are about like 6-foot seas out there right now.
And it's hard for you to climb up on the dock, well, Steve or Cassie will bring your mail down to you.
Thanks, Steve.
See you next week.
Cassie's one rule at the post office, please, no talking about politics.
Yeah, I get talked to every once in a while.
I tell him, I say, you know.
Don't you do that.
No, you stay away from that. Because I'm pretty much the boss when things happen down there.
We've walked up to the PV's cozy home, just a few steps up a path from the post office. And as we chat over tea and Cassie's cinnamon rolls, the stories come rolling out about the old days when Myerschuk was a busy fishing town filled with characters who had marvelous nicknames.
Pike Pole Slim, Cracker Box Mac, Wooden Wheel Johnson.
Logger Bill.
Yeah, and then Greasy Ed.
Steve Peavy grew up in Myerschuk. He and Cassie moved back together as newlyweds 56 years ago when she was just 18. They raised their two kids here. Back then, there were no telephones in town. Finally, in the 70s, Myerschuk got a phone, just one.
And it was on a tree. It was fastened to a tree. And you'd had to stand in line to make your phone call.
And if that phone happened to ring...
Hot foot it down the trail to whomever's house it was. Tell them to call so-and-so.
That's Mike Meyer, who grew up here in Meyer's Chuck, and family legend has it that one of his ancestors gave the town its name. The Chuck part comes from a Chinook word. It means an inlet that fills at high tide. The folks in Meyer's Chuck are used to doing just about everything for themselves. They provide their own power. The Peavies have a little windmill that spins out on the dock. Others have solar panels. Water is piped down from a lake. The townspeople built the water line themselves back in the 80s.
What is it, about a mile of pipeline that comes down by the creek and then forked out to all the houses, which is pretty darn nice.
In its heyday in the 1930s, more than 100 people lived in Meyer's Chuck. There was a store, a barbershop, bakery, and bar. By the time the Peavies moved here in 1961, it was smaller, but still humming.
We had a little store here, and of course the post office was here, and there was a fish-buying scow here. It was just really sweet, but it's just slowly dying. Slowly died.
There used to be a school here, but it's closed now. No kids. And as much as she loves Meyer's Chuck, loves that it's so small and independent, at age 74, Cassie finds herself wishing they could move away. Steve has had a stroke, and she worries about how far they are from medical care. She'd love to spend more time with her kids and grandkids.
I talked about retiring, but have kind of changed my mind because I was told if I closed the post office, it would never open again.
Oh, really?
So it kind of puts a little pressure on me, but, well, it would be criminal to change it the way it is now.
Nobody around that wants to take it on.
If this post office were to close, people would have to go by boat to get their mail over in Thorne Bay, 11 miles across Clarence Strait.
And 11 miles across the straits here would be impossible so many times in the wintertime.
So Cassie figures she's kind of stuck. Also, because Steve, he has absolutely no interest in ever living anywhere but right here in Meyer's Chuck.
Hell, I'd be just as satisfied just to live my life out and die, you know, here. I mean, I'm not standing in line, but heck, this is a good place.
You don't think you'll ever leave?
I don't want to.
No.
No. Heck no.
Are there some people who manage to live their whole life here? They don't have to move away for health reasons?
No. It's never happened.
In the next few weeks, Steve Peavy plans to head out for 5 weeks of salmon fishing solo on his boat, the Patsy. Cassie will be home. It's the busy season at the post office in Meyer's Chuck, Alaska.